Soundings presents an unabridged recording of The Diamond Daughter, written by Janet MacLeod Trotter and read by Leslie Mackey. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Prologue. The Raj Hotel, Rawalpindi, India, July 1939. Jeannie twisted her wedding ring, her hands clammy. An overhead fan stirred the humid air in the dim foyer, which was deserted, apart from a portly man snoring in a cane chair. Perspiring, she pushed her wavy dark hair away from her hot, plump cheeks. She longed for a cool drink, but Mungo had ordered afternoon tea. Her husband looked composed in his summer suit, his handsome face expressionless. Yet there were tiny beads of sweat at his greying hairline, and he kept consulting his pocket watch, the only hint that he too might be feeling agitated. She stretched out a hand to touch his arm. "How long till the train?"
2 hours.
He snapped the cover closed and pocketed the watch.
"You look a bit hot and bothered. I'll ask the manager if you can freshen up in one of their bathrooms, shall I?"
"Not much point," she sighed, thinking how she'd be drenched in sweat again as soon as they stepped outside. But she was touched at his concern. She couldn't believe how different the climate was here compared to their home in the hills, just a 2-hour drive away. "Thank you again for coming with me to Bombay."
"I can hardly have my pretty young wife travelling all that way by train on her own, can I?"
He gave her one of his admonishing looks, the kind he used on his pupils. Jeannie's resolve faltered. Perhaps she shouldn't be embarking on this long journey back to Scotland at such a time. Talk of war in Europe was growing. And what sort of wife was she to be abandoning her husband for months on end after only 1 year of marriage? She knew Mungo didn't want her to go. "I won't be gone long, I promise. Just enough time to help Mother."
"Let's not go over that again," Mungo said, holding up a hand. "We've both agreed that you must go and see your father. I would never forgive myself if he died before you could see him, just because I put my need of you first."
Jeannie felt palpitations in her chest. His answer only increased her anxiety. The smiling, bald-headed manager reappeared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?